All right, let's go back to the phones. I'm Dr. Bob Marshall. This is Healthline Live. Let's go to Jennifer in Stanford, Connecticut, and she's got a question. She's finished breastfeeding, and you have a question about your menses. Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing? Good, thank you.
Yeah, my question is, I breastfed my son for 24 months.
Okay.
And I've weaned him, it's been over a month.
Okay.
But I still have been expressing a little bit just because of the pain involved in
sure.
the weaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a little concerned that I didn't get my menstrual cycle yet because back in 2002 I was diagnosed with a pituitary adenoma.
Okay.
And I didn't have a menstrual cycle for 2 years when I was 27 to 29.
And how old are you now?
I'm 34.
Okay. Now, with this pituitary issue, what did they actually say was going on there?
They said it was creating too much prolactin.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so my prolactin count was up, and what they did was they gave me Dostinex.
Okay, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do not want to go back on
okay,
that.
Well, let me just suggest to you, before you ever take anything like that, you definitely want to read the side effects, okay? Because I think the elevated prolactin may be less of an issue than the medication.
Oh, my gosh.
So you do want to read the side effects of anything before you take it. There's a great book out there written by Dr. Sidney Wolfe called Worst Pills, Best Pills. You want to make sure you got that in your house. It's really a straight, cut out all the malarkey, wonderful little book to have around. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Now, let's come back to the issue. Normally, when we see any issue with pituitary, I'm looking for an injury to the forehead, to the top of the head, to the side of the head, a forceps delivery when you were a little child, a surgery on the nose, any injury like that. Do you have any such injury, Jennifer?
I did crack my head on a radiator when I think it was about 2 or 3.
Okay, and do you know where you hit your head?
It was on the top of my head.
Top of head, okay.
Yeah.
So the chances are that is the interference field that over the many years, 27 years or so when we first found this pituitary issue, that may have been the driver, the interference field that's sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to pituitary and making it possible for all this stuff to happen. Okay, what I recommend is something that's extremely safe, and I think it probably will work very well for you. It's called adaptogen. And what this guy does is it lowers the hormones that are too high, and it raises the hormones that are too low. And there's no hormone in it. It's just herbs that have been shown through the centuries, 6 different herbs that have been shown through the centuries to help bring the hormones back to normal. And how much do you weigh?
Well, I still am 15 pounds overweight, so I'm 150.
Okay.
I haven't gone back to my pre-pregnancy.
I would probably use normal dose is 3 adaptogen. I would use 6 at breakfast. And I think you may be very happy with what happens there. Also, remember, prolactin will always stay high as long as the breast is highly stimulated. So as you wean away, and remember, Lelici recommends that you go 18 to 24 months, 24 months kind of being the maximum. So if I had a condition like yours, I'd be weaning at 18 months.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying, all right?
Okay.
And you did great. Congratulations. You're going to probably have a very healthy child who can have a great life thanks to you doing breastfeeding, which really is an essential thing if we're going to have a great, healthy child.
Thank you.
We got to find this interference field, and then our goal is going to be to Medibody pack your hands and feet.
Okay.
And then get right up there, unless there's a vaccination on the arm, and we may have to be distracted to get that if it is on the arm. And if not, and there's no other major scar between the hands and the top of the head, then we get to go right to the top of the head. And usually the fluid we use is HM Nano Detox. You have silver fillings, do you?
Very little, actually.
But you have a couple.
I have a couple,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Then HM Nano Detox should be the fluid. And were you vaccinated on your arm or no? Probably not, right? Probably on the leg.
I think on the leg.
Good. I think so, too, because you're under 37, so I would guess that that's the case. Okay, so if you do these things, Lord willing, you're going to get right back to a more normal menses. I would also go on some progesterone cream for maybe 6 months and try to stimulate yourself this way. You'd use it on the face and neck. You'd use it for the first 2 months. You would use it morning and night on the face and neck, about a quarter teaspoon. Okay? And you do not, as soon as you menstruate, you would stop until the menses is gone, then pick it up again. And you may only need 2 months, maybe 4 months. But I find many women, this really helps to reset them because you had this humongous level, and now you've gone to what we call postpartum, and you're really out of it. I mean, 24 months, but I still think it might be helpful.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps you, and let me know how you're doing after about a month, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.